We are coming to you on Public Broadcast, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, once again, we probe the holidays, targeting family, and the pitfalls and traps that are laid out for us by the perps. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and at the top of the page, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. Donate to TM and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. Questions? Call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. If you'd like to listen to Kevin Annett and his 25-year battle with the Canadian government, he is at bbsradio.com/herewestand, and that's every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Targeted Justice is truly a stellar organization, and I am very proud to be on the advisory board. And if you'd like to join, I highly recommend it. Go to targetedjustice.com. And at the top of the page, you will see home. If you hover over that, it's a drop-down menu. You will see meet the team, and then under that, become a member. Click that, and you'll be on your way. That is targetedjustice.com. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code, 708-922. ID, targeted. If you'd like to access our show by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. So just go to YouTube and in the search bar at the top of the page, type in Targeted Massachusetts, and it should produce all of our videos, or at least most of them. We have a chat associated with this show at targetedmass.chattango.com. Okay, as I mentioned, we are doing a show tonight once again on families, family gatherings, and how the level of targeting ramps up from Thanksgiving all the way to New Year's Day and sometime after. My guests this evening are Marilyn, Nashe, and Papa. Welcome, team.
Hello, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, nice to hear you, Marilyn.
You too, Frank. I miss you. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays.
You too.
I just wanted to get a little deeper. We all decided that would once again get into this topic because it's far deeper than you think it is. And I'm going to hand the floor over to Marilyn, and you can continue. Go ahead, Marilyn.
The stalking, contract stalking, the surveillance that involves community stalking and just an attack on your whole livelihood, they go after your relationship with your family, and this can cause quite a miserable time for the holidays. What I did for Christmas and what I've been doing for the last couple of years, because the technology is that they can see through your eyes, and I don't have enough information to explain exactly how that works, where they can get your visual cortex and get access to that. I went to visit my mother. We exchanged Christmas gifts. And, you know, our family gets together at my aunt's house, and people come in from out of town. And that's a tradition in the United States of America. This happens in just about every home. And I told her I can't go over to visit because I want to give you all privacy. And my perps are a different group. And she was quite upset. And I just helped her get stuff in the car, the gifts, the food. And the whole time I got remote neural monitoring, synthetic telepathy, harassment, verbal abuse. She pulls out, leaves. I go in the house, start to clean to keep myself busy. And I was tortured the whole time. Hours. Just that they forfeited their family experience to torture me. It's very strange, and so it's unfortunate. But that was my experience on Christmas this year.
Okay, thank you, Marilyn. And Nashe, do you have anything you'd like to add? And then Papa?
Oh, gosh. I guess even from Thanksgiving on, it's kind of like the same tactics that they use on me here in my community, like the gaslighting. Recently, I've been losing a lot of time, which has been one of the major deficits in even my life. I mean, I just lose time, and time goes by so fast. I didn't even know it was Thanksgiving until it was pretty much here. Same with Christmas, it seems like. So planning, organizing anything, I mean, I'm just so distracted, or I'll, like, even now, I know that there's gifts I should have wrapped already, and I didn't. So it's a lot of the mind control and the V2K a lot. But I noticed, like, even right now coming back from the store, I mean, the street theater has been really crazy. And me and Papa, like, another thing that's, like, significant, and both of our targeting is we hear people like on the phone constantly. We'll be in calls. I hear people talking, laughing. There's a couple calls I was even in with Ella, and I thought, gosh, are these guys like making fun of me or laughing at me, or is this real? But I mean, it definitely wears on you. Like everything, it just seems way more intense with the holidays. And I think that's when, you know, we're most vulnerable and alone. And isolation was a big thing. Like I mentioned yesterday, I went and actually drove to go get one of my girlfriends so I wouldn't be alone, and she lived 2.5 hours away. It took me 5 hours to get there, you know. Just getting lost, following wrong roads and everything. It's just been kind of crazy. Communicating with family, it's really difficult to kind of get people to understand, like, you and why you are the way you are, and
Yeah, just to add to what you said, They can spin you around. That's the term they've used. And you can be driving down I-95 south, and you'll swear that you're driving north.
And definitely.
And it's kind of irritating.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, though, because, like, two times in the last 3 days that I had my girlfriend with, I took her back today, I had another friend meet me a town away or whatever because it was getting dark. I hate driving at night because that's when they really hit me. I can always see a satellite, the drones, especially out here in the country. You could really see it. Like, we don't have the city lights to block it. And so there's always a drone. There's always satellites. It's crazy. But my friends were actually able to see it because it was SUVs, and, of course, they're white, but this time it was, like, maroon and gray. We stopped, and I didn't even mean to. I just wanted to get a drink of what my friend had in the truck in front of me, so we ended up pulling over, and when we pulled over off the road, my perps that were driving in front of me, they didn't know what to do, you know? Like, so imagine, they must get so mad at me, because I, like, go left, right, turn back around, I missed this, I wanted a picture of this, you know? So, I mean, I definitely make them go crazy a little bit themselves, so that's a little bit satisfaction there, you know, because they're like, what the hell is she doing, you know? I try to stay positive and remain pretty optimistic. It's kind of hard to sometimes, and it's just crazy that gravity, if I think about the gravity of this program and, gosh, how big and insane it really is. Like, there was semis that the first night it was two cars in front of us that stopped, and they didn't know what to do. They didn't know if they should follow, they should turn around, or they're on a two-way highway. And then the other night was just two vehicles in a semi. And I drive often a lot because I'm in the country here and there. And, like, sometimes I'll just drive. I'll turn a corner. I'll turn a curve on the highway. And it'll look like I could see a caravan of cars, like, spaced out a little bit. But they're all sitting there waiting. And they're not even moving until, like, they see me and then they move. It's just so crazy. And to organize that, and even with semis, like the semi that was above the other night, I mean, that's what Papa was telling me, like, that's pretty intense to, I mean, have trucks involved in stuff like this as well, you know? It just kind of brings you back to, like, the severity of it, how huge it really is. And, yeah, so hopefully New Year will be better, and better things to come, you know?
Almost. I hope so. Papa, you in there?
I'm sitting here listening. You know, Frank, how hard we worked to get these two other panelists on tonight, because we needed that female perspective, because we all know that a greater percentage of us are females. That being said, I'm going to jump backwards real quick, and I wanted to give a shout-out to Mike and say thank you so much to Mike for all he does to make this possible. So the best wishes to you, Mike, the producer, and to Marilyn and Nashe. My God, you are both here. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Frank and I worked really hard to make this happen tonight because we wanted you both up here to have that perspective because it's so important that people know the majority of the people that are targeted are female. And so we had to have you guys up here tonight, and I'm so glad, Marilyn, Nashe, thank you for finding a way to be here tonight for this call. Awesome.
Oh, for me too. And women get attacked, and women are more emotional. Women have more feelings that are right on the surface. And I'm not saying, like, Marilyn will probably walk up to you and kick your butt, but she's still a woman, and she's got feelings. And wonderful woman, I might add. And Nashe, I met him.
And it goes back to that old saying, Frank, not to cut you off, that old saying, would you treat your mother like that? Would you treat your sister like that? Would you treat your daughter like that? And I'm speaking on behalf of good people, you know, not monsters. But you know the old saying, would you treat your mother like that? Would you treat your daughter like that? Your sister, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I've got you.
Yes. I would say that as far as when you're a woman and you're targeted, you know, I can't imagine abusing a woman for 10 years straight, 20 years straight. There are women who have been targeted for 20, 30 years, even a year. The odd hatred and abuse, you know, like the perps that talk to me, this is synthetic telepathy. I have a gang of men that look through my eyes and violate me to the point that there's nothing left to take. They're doing compulsive memory stuff. What they used to do, which is interesting because it's the holidays, some of these perps are psychopaths that didn't really have a good family, you know, organization. And they would go over my memories of Christmas and Thanksgiving compulsively and pretend to be my family. And then they would do remote sexual assault and, you know, they're trying to coordinate their sexuality with my feelings and emotions. So they do attacks. And then if I think anything that that they don't like, I get shot with a direct energy weapon, and it's like a needle is pricking my skull. It makes you so tough to be abused because you want to survive, you want to live, you want to live, and you have to get really tough, and that only infuriates them even more because they expect you to have a female nervous breakdown every day. But after 10 years of torture, that's not, that's hard to have that manifest. When you have your menstrual cycle, they're commenting on my menstruation.
You're kidding.
Oh, no. I mean, it is sick. Every single, you know, they're looking at what's in, they're watching me do it. They are watching me put a tampon in and comment. So being a female PI is rough. I've actually canceled about 10 gynecological exams because I'm avoiding it. You know, because there technically there will be other people in that room with me.
Yeah, I know it's. You're never alone when you're a target. Never, ever. Do you have any privacy? We have Loki from North California who would like to join in, and we have a commercial.
Hello, Frank.
Hey, how you doing? Just hang in there. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss targeting family and the holidays on TM Radio. And due to the amount of time that we have here, I'm going to get right down to the station numbers and get right back to my guests. You can call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. And go ahead, gang.
Hey, look, I wanted to say, hey, welcome aboard tonight. Glad you called in again. Give me a minute here. I wanted to touch on a couple of things that Marilyn and Nishay hit on. Yeah, Marilyn, Frank had mentioned how females get hit harder. And I just wanted to add, you know, I couldn't imagine in a world that was normal, even beginning to hurt, abuse, take advantage of, whatever word, whatever noun, I'm going to throw at it, a female, because like I said before, you wouldn't do that to your sister, your mother. And it's, you know, not in a sexist format. But I just feel that as history has proven, you know, women have had it tougher. And if you're a man and you're offended by that, then park yourself on the side of the road and think about it for a while. But women have had it tougher throughout history, just to begin with. And we all know that, and that is a fact. That's F-A-E-T, fact. Women have had it tougher because of the world that we do live in and have lived in. And some of us just completely disagree with that ideology. And then you add this element into it, this targeting thing. And I know how bad it is for me. And, you know, I'm a feminist first and foremost. Well, constitutionalist feminist first and foremost. And I couldn't even begin to imagine how that must feel. It just, you have that whole thing from the day you're born. You've got to be on the lookout for the monsters, monsters, plural. And then this thing comes into your life whenever it does. And that's just got to be, I don't think it's doubly hard. It's kind of like if you have, and Frank, you can relate, when you have one child, then you have another, it's not two times harder, it's by 10. Then when you have the third, that's to the 10th power. So now you're raising 30 kids, is what it feels like. Really, you don't have three. It didn't get three times harder, it got 30 times harder. So I could only imagine for Marilyn, for Nishe, and all of the listeners out there that are female, I couldn't even begin to imagine how much harder this is for you. And I'm going to step aside.
Well, this is Loki. Could I inject a comment here?
Sure, go right ahead.
Sure.
Okay, now, I want whoever's listening to bear in mind that what I'm coming from is very different than most people. I'm supposedly Asperger's syndrome. I've been tested by the state of California. I'm up there in the same range as Bill Gates, who's also Asperger's syndrome, and Al Gore, and Abraham Lincoln, and Einstein. Whatever. That's a good or bad thing, I don't know. But there's two things. One about knowledge, because I was listening to your ad. And the other thing about, the way this kind of mind attack thing goes, if you want to, what they do, basically, is divide and conquer in every way. So in fighting, anytime, like in the original story, Eve got the bad rap for the human species getting kicked out of the garden. But on the other hand, if you have grown up as a male, you're getting it all the time that, oh, you don't want to be a girl, do you? I mean, being a girl means you get what? You take it in the butt, you know? And you're taking it in the butt anyway, because all the time you're growing up as a male, you're being having the one thing, your attraction to girls can be used as any way to get at you. And on top of that, other males are going, you know, razzing you if you start to weaken or whimper or anything, show any emotion at all. You're telling me that males don't have emotions or feelings because just girls do? I think it's cultural. I think girls are allotted the idea that they have feelings, and males have to suppress it and live with it and swallow it and take it where they don't want.
Okay, I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%. I'm a very, very emotional person, as Frank and Marilyn and Nishe will attest to, because each one of these people have spoken to me personally on the phone.
No, let me finish. I'm not disagreeing with anything. I'm just pointing out.
All I'm pointing out, and kind of what we're doing tonight is talking about what we did last night, the holiday magnification of targeting. And then tonight we had to get two of our most, not most, but two of our very special guests on board to discuss their side of things, because we do have in this community a majority that is female. Not in any way to step down the males. You're right. We are very emotional people too, especially those of us that identify with.
We have to go to commercial for station identification. And we'll be back in 3 minutes. Thank you so much for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and/or toes often go cold, arms and/or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. And I'd like to take this time to thank John Stadtmiller and our Mike, our producer, for making this possible, because on this platform, we can tell the truth, and no one stops us. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss targeting, family, and the holidays on TM Radio. Okay, Nishe.
Yeah.
I understand you have a comment.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm looking at things here.
She's looking at a very beautiful sunset.
Yeah.
You were going to comment on holiday targeting on females, right, and what you're experiencing.
Gosh. I know, like, the holidays are supposed to be family time, and, you know, when you come together, it definitely makes you realize, like, how isolated you really are and alone, I guess. Like I said, I went and I drove a couple hours to go and get a girlfriend of mine that I've known for a couple years now. We actually met in prison, actually. Like, so, I mean, you get really close to people there. And I did quite enough, significant amount of time in the last 4 years to have met some good people that I thought were solid. And, you know, slowly but surely, I think it was all just a joke on me, but being isolated, I think is one of the biggest things with holidays and family. I know I have kids myself, and you know, they've been with my family and everything, and even not being able to see them, you know, it's definitely, it kind of kills you a little bit, which kind of leads me to what I'm doing now is, because they can't really take anything else from me. You know, I've lost it already. So, I mean, this year that's coming up, I hope that there's going to be change. And, you know, like, I mean, everything that we're doing in New York or in Washington, D.C., like from Midge to Target of Justice to Frank Allen, you know, like, this is actual progress. And, you know, I hope just a good, like, result comes from the new year that's about to come. I got to say, I'm happy. I can't wait for New Year's. All this holiday crapped me over. That's for sure. It's depressing. And being a target at the same time of holidays, I mean, holidays are hard for anybody, let alone dealing with the targeting. And, you know, it's, wherever I go, it's like people are smiling or laughing or glaring at me. And it's like they know some joke that's so funny and like a secret, and I can't know it. And I mean, like I was talking about earlier, the gravity of the programming. And I don't know what, Marilyn, I don't know what you experienced there, but I know we do share similarities for sure with, you know, just the violations of what you feel. And I mean, that's the worst. I mean, I try not to think about it so much, and I usually don't remember, you know, so I'm thankful for that. I hate to even say that because watch, no, I will, but, I mean, it's a constant struggle. Holidays make it worse, and not having family or anybody you can count on or, you know, any of that. I'm thankful for you guys, and, you know, Papa, like, we talk often, and, you know, Marilyn, I hope we can too, and definitely.
Yep, we are a family. That's what I try and tell. I tell everybody, and it's a big family. Millions of people worldwide affected by this, afflicted by this, and it's something that we are winning. Day by day, more information comes up.
And you know what, you said something about. The people you thought were, and then it turned out to not be, but like just Frank said, we are a family, and, you know, especially, and not to discredit anybody else up and down the chain, but the four of us have gotten very close. We talk a lot. You and me talk a lot, Nache. Marilyn and I talk a lot. Frank and I talk a lot. I talk a lot with Midge. Thing that you can walk away with is that you know that, you know, reality is within this tight group that's getting bigger as people start to trust more and decide, you know what, I'm going to trust one person. And I say this at almost every show now. I say, if you can't find anybody to trust the CI community, at least trust Frank Allen, because he has every ounce of my information, everything. And that is a safety net, so that should something happen, there's a person out there that, especially with this platform, that can say, no, he was targeted. He tried to tell you. Or she was targeted. She tried to tell you. And, definitely. You know, I go by a username on here, but my real name in real life is Dennis. And people call me Papa. Everybody calls me Papa because I'm the old guy, in a sense, that everybody comes to the house, all my kids and friends, and they go, Papa, we love you. You have Klondikes of every flavor, and you're the great guy. And I mean, that's the guy that I am, despite what they portray me to be in the public.
Right.
And the stores I go to, and the people that follow me, and the neighbors that think I'm some sort of demon. And I told the story last night about being missed. I took a wrong turn and ended up in a town I never should have been in, and I went into a store, and I treat people the same. I've never frayed from that. And I went in and said, hey, I'm looking for this, this, and this. And went, oh, we might not have that, that, and that, but they might have it. And where are you coming from? And who are you? And a People talk to me for the first time in 2.5 years since my 24/7 targeting, the way they used to talk to me for my 49 years on this planet. And that was all washed away. And for a moment there, I remembered who I was. I hadn't forgotten my name. I went into the wild. And if you watch a documentary this year or a movie with Emile Hirsch, watch Into the Wild. And there's a theme to it all, behind the poetry, behind the art. You forget your name, and then you go into the wild, and you find your name again. You find out who you are, because they're trying to take that away from us.
I just wanted to ask Marilyn if she can relate. Her mother is targeted, and I just want to know how her mother's targeting relates to Marilyn's in combine that with the holidays. I was just curious.
Right. So that my mother's targeting, she noticed in the 1980s, and I'm a second generation PI, and we're not really clear on who's doing it, but she started to get the voices, and then people coming up to her and telling her that they knew personal things about her that were impossible because they would have had to have talked to her. And she expressed all of this abuse when I was in grade school. Now, I told our family, and they choose not to believe us. A couple of them kind of want to try to believe us, and my mother just said give up because it just sounds so crazy they won't believe us. It is painful to know that your elderly mother is getting synthetic telepathy and they're looking at her and they stalk her on the road. I asked her when I talked to her, how's your targeting? Anything changed? Has it gotten better? Is it worse? And she reads her Bible, and you know, she's very courageous. She studied mental health, so she handles her stuff fairly well. But it's awful. She's got all these siblings, and I've called her and said, please tell your sisters and our relatives that I'm being tortured to death. I need help. And she's like, they're not going to believe us, and they can't really do anything. So that, you know, the family, you know, like I ask her things like, what do they say to you? And I tell her what they say to me, and it's just depressing. It's Homeland Security, these fusion centers, and the FBI, these institutions are behind this, and there's possibly millions of women and men and teenagers. I know a teenager in Kettering, Ohio. The one thing I wanted to mention is that also the drug trade is involved. His name is Daryl Washington. He's a black man. He delivers cocaine and crack cocaine to the perp so they can have fun on remote neural monitoring. And they do sexual assault on me remotely, pornographic dreams, pedophilia, rape. They are regurgitating violence and sex while they're on crack and cocaine. And so that means the CIA is involved. That means they're funneling in this. You know, this is part of how they're paying these psychopaths.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. They target mothers.
It's definitely syndicated organized crime and so many levels of the government.
It's got to be upper echelon. Period.
Yeah,
it's the elites for sure. And they are targeting.
There's no way to accomplish this level of psyops unless the military industrial complex and the intelligence community at the highest levels are involved, because there you can tell by the way it's done. All of us listening right now, what is the one thing you know that they are trying to accomplish aside of the terrorism, the war crime, the crime against humanity? That is that deniability, that plausible deniability. When whoever you want to call shows up and you go, and they go, you're crazy. But you know, and there's no way they're going to be held accountable. So it reaches to the highest levels of the intelligence community.
Not only that, it's like minorities, too. It's not just one minority. I mean, I could go somewhere in my community, and it's the Native American staring me down, and then it'll be the skinheads, and then it'll be the Hutterites and the Mennonites, and it's like the kids are even walking around with it's just crazy, and it just, like, so many levels of, you know, over here, it's more small-minded people. I mean, very conservative. They go along to get along. Nobody has independent thoughts of their own, and small communities are easily manipulated, and you throw in some church and some, you know, whatever, and you got the old, I get elderly couples following me at least one day a week. It'll be elderly couples, and then another day it's elderly Caucasian males, you know, like, what are they telling these people, you know, like, it's definitely, and with what Marilyn has said with, you know, the drug trade, and, I mean, yeah, it's all interlocked. I mean, even looking at syndicated trap, like, I mean, going from Aryans to skinheads to the blacks, I mean, like, it's all levels, all groups.
And, you know, what's really odd about the gang stalking, and this is, you know, this is going to get proven at some point, don't you think, Frank, that
for
synthetic
sure.
telepathy, microwave holograms are real?
And
The awful truth about this, and many CIs will say, is that they're using it like DVDs, VHS, internet, they use it like television to do child pornography. And they network the child abuse registered sex offenders, people who haven't been caught, that they're mind hacking these sickos, and then bringing them together, and they are gang stalking us, labeling us terrorists and pedophiles and crazy people, or treason or whatever lie. And then they violate and deny us our constitutional rights, and they want to isolate us in our own community where we grew up, where we work.
Mm-hmm.
Where we play, where we love, and they try to make us believe that we don't belong in our hometown or our home or our community. And it's not true, and not everyone knows about this.
I believe many of you, their community. I'm leaving. I'm gone. I'm out of here. They can keep it. Isn't there a place somewhere that they said, like, for real, I don't even want to. I'm sorry, Marilyn. If you, I'm over it. If you want to fight that bad for this rule, whatever, I'm keep it, man. Because there's bigger and better things out there, Marilyn. So don't feel like, don't just stay to what you know. It's good to do change. Like, I hopped on a plane not knowing anything, or if it was a setup, or if I'm just gonna meet all these well-tamed actors. And I drove 4 hours, hopped on 2 planes, and I showed up in D.C. to just meet other TIs like me, because I was at my wit's end. And it's good to do stuff like that and to welcome change. And so many people are afraid of that, but you can only grow from it, or even a conflict, you know. So many people are just afraid to do that. And us, like, we're so special and important and strong. Like, we could conquer worlds, and that's why we are targeted, because we can't be manipulated. We can't be the ones controlled, and that's what government wants, control. And
kudos.
I mean,
kudos, Mache. Kudos. Kudos. I don't want to demean anybody's effort so far. If you haven't done it yet, listen to what Mache just said. The next rally, get on a plane, drive, reach out to somebody you trust in this community and say, I can't make it, please help me, and I'll come get you. I know there's a few of us that will come get you. And
start
you did
planning.
It. You got on the plane and you went to D.C.
Yep.
I showed up bawling by the time I got there. I was crying, but
just to let you know, I went to the Boston conference in 2018.
That's awesome.
And I went to, or 2017, I think it was. And then I went to the Chicago targeted individual, the first protest. I did leave the country. I went to Africa, and I went to, and I still got shot. I even went to California to escape, and I got shot in the leg. They like to target my right leg. They targeted my right leg, and I still heard Ohio
perp. Marilyn, did that flip you out when you heard the same perps in Spain?
You heard the same ones, Marilyn?
I heard the same perps from this area, yeah. And,
Doesn't matter, huh?
Yeah, it was crazy. I went in a cave. I went to the tallest mountain in Utah.
Wow.
And I still heard them. I was remotely raised in Utah.
Mm-hmm. Utah's bad. It's all burning.
Look at Brian Chu's videos. He's traveled all around the world and the same thing happened. You should still travel. You should still go see the world.
Yes.
Definitely. Whether you're targeted
or not.
Granted.
Yeah, granted, wherever I go, it's the same thing. I thought I'd be able to move, run away, and no, I was driving through Arizona, and it's just a fluke trip that I'm doing because I didn't want to fly out of Vegas, you know, and it's still targeted. It's crazy how organized they are in the communication part of it, but yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt. Can I ask the three of you?
No.
Because especially Marilyn and Frank, and Ashe is starting to have, or has been having some of the electronic. Have you guys ever, and I'm starting to feel this a lot lately, like all of a sudden a dot, like I'm being burned, like something's burning me. Just a dot.
Okay.
I feel it every day. I feel it right now.
Everywhere. Random places, Ashe. Random. Like this is happening within the last 2 weeks. Like, I'll be laying in bed about to fall asleep, and I swear to God, it's like someone hit me with just a dot, but it's burning. And it's happened 5 times now, and it was an hour ago, or 2 hours ago, in the shower. And okay, so
this
I'm
is
not
what
imagining
you, you've never had this before?
This is
new for you?
About 2 weeks now.
No way.
Random, very random places. But there's nothing there. No blister. There's nothing. But it feels like, and we all know what it feels like to be burned.
Yeah, there's heat there.
Just like
you put your hand
smaller than a cigarette. Smaller than a cigarette. More like a laser dot. And it just random places on my body when I'm doing different things, either sleeping in the shower, working on the roof today. I almost fell off the roof because on my temple, just one side, which was facing what I consider the perp side, it hit me in the temple while I was sitting there focused on what I was doing, and I thought I was literally being turned on fire, but in this one specific spot. Now that's 18 places in 2 weeks, actually. 18 places in 2 weeks.
I actually got lasered in the eye, and I came out of a convenience store. I got in my car and I looked up, and it was the wrong time to look up. I got a laser right in the eye, and it blinded me in my right eye, and it filled the car with these, like, white balls. And I was told later on that is actually slow motion light leaking from a nerve or something. And it was really scary. It really was.
Okay. So in the electronic spectrum, there's just, I don't want to say endless, but endless would be a more appropriate word. There's just tons and tons and tons of things they can do, and this is just one of them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hit every day at least 3 times a day. I'm an idiot. I light going through snowflakes. I've mentioned it a couple times before on different conferences. With a half-mile radius, snow, it's blizzarding, weirdly out in the country where I'm driving, the light from my headlights going through the snow. I thought, I don't even know what happened, but I go to the emergency room. My mom said I had a seizure or something. I give them my blood, which I shouldn't have done, but then they put me in that CT scan where it goes around and around, where they actually hit you with the radiation. And how I felt in that CT scan is how I feel at least three times a day. And I almost had that guy to go and take a picture with my phone of what it looked like, and somebody came in, but I said, well, he like had to help me up because I was shaking so bad. Like, I know I kind of needed that clarification, even though it probably just, I get more of my DNA away, you know, but it was a crap show.
Okay. That they are shooting us. I noticed, well, two things.
Satellite.
When you're in a car, so when you're in a car, they might be shooting from a cell phone tower, or is it a drone, or is it a helicopter?
All of the above.
Like, I have pictures that I'm sending
before
to you.
Frank, okay, before the show ends, not to cut you off, Michelle, what was that RF, a sensitivity to RF? What did you call that term again?
Hypersensitivity disorder.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Light or sound. Do any of you guys
get the
sound?
Well, I just started looking
into
smart meter.
It's annoying. I find it really annoying. I get shot in the head on the top of my skull and the sides of my skull, and I have like these little patches of hair missing. It's so annoying. I get shot in my right knee, in my feet, and you know, my feet have broken twice, my left foot.
So imagine,
you know,
research that they're getting and data from that. I get hit in my ears and my nose, and you can tell when I'm getting hit, my nose turns bright red. Like, it's bad. It's bad. But, dang, so you could feel that on your head, huh?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of our time tonight. And I'd like to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Thank you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.